The Job Center of the Air, a WEEI public service feature, conducted by the speaker, Art King. This program is designed to assist veterans in New England in finding employment and bringing to light the answers to veterans' problems. We're heard every Sunday morning at 10:30 to 11. Employers are invited to participate in this worthwhile service to the veteran by sending in available jobs or expected job vacancies. Remember, there is absolutely no charge for this service, and on today's Job Center, we have another long list of jobs waiting you veterans at the State Employment Office at 9 Beacon Street here in downtown Boston. In addition, another panel discussion, predicting success in business. You'll be hearing from Dr. Robert McCarthy, Chief of the Psychometric Unit at the Veterans Administration, Mr. Dan Kelleher, President of the Kelleher Trading Company, and a typical New England veteran, Mr. Richard McGee. But first, we're going to speak for the Boston office of the Division of Employment Security, starting the week off with another one of our Veteran Day job casts. In other words, all job opportunities to be discussed this morning are slanted towards veterans, being either exclusively for or suitable for veteran referral. And by the way, vets, these jobs are held in the current files of the employment office, which by this time should be familiar to all of you. I refer, of course, to the office at 9 Beacon Street, the employment office operated for your convenience at no charge to you by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The first jobs to come to my attention this morning are in the line of radio repair. Several men with radio experience, gained either in civilian life or with the armed services, are needed for this work by a shop specializing in the repair of electrical equipment. This job should be a pushover for the boys who did radio work in the service. The employer also wants men who are capable of repairing washing machines and other electrical appliances. I don't think there was much washing machine repair experience gained in the services, but at least experience in repairing all kinds of other war material should be helpful to any applicants wishing to interview for these positions. The hours worked in the shop are 8:30 to 5 p.m., and the employer offers a rock-bottom salary of $40 as a starter, more to experienced and well-qualified men. Let me repeat that job order. It calls for several men with radio electrical repair experience. Hours on the job, 8:30 to 5 p.m., salary $40 weekly as a minimum. Apply at 9 Beacon Street, and mention the Job Center of the Air. Next, I see a request for three men to assemble control panels for electric equipment, switch gears, and so forth. All applicants should be able to use hand tools, and if they can read blueprints, so much the better. Experience on electrical assembly will also be an asset to anyone applying. Men with qualifying experience and skill will be paid $1.25 an hour for a 40-hour week. Once more, three control panel assemblers are needed to assemble control panels for electric equipment and switch gears. Salary $1.25 hourly for a 40-hour week. Qualifications, ability to use hand tools, read blueprints, and to do electrical assembly. In the field of on-the-job training, I have two jobs, both of which I think are quite worthwhile and should interest veterans in their 20s. The first order calls for two potential managers of finance houses, and by that I mean loan offices. College graduates will be given preference, especially those with training in business administration and principles. Applicants should also have access to or should themselves own cars. They'll be trained first by outside contact with accounts, and then will learn the inside handling of essential paperwork with the idea of finally becoming branch managers of the finance company. Incidentally, on the job of this sort, it's rather important that applicants have extrovert personalities, also ability to sell. Salary of $120 to $155 monthly will be paid for a 40-hour week, and since the company has been approved for on-the-job training for 1 year, successful applicants will receive government subsistence checks up to the limit allowed. So that's $120 to $155 a month plus government payments. And that limit, veterans, $200 monthly for a married man, $175 for a single man with no dependents. As I said, this is a call for two college graduates, veterans with training in business administration, and some financial background, if possible, to learn to become managers with a finance company. Salary $120 to $155 monthly to start, plus on-the-job training government payments. The second on-the-job training opportunity is open to a resident of Medford. A jewelry store has received government approval to train a man in all phases of retail jewelry sales, store advertising, repairs, show windows, and so forth. A veteran who is at least a high school graduate is called for, and preferably one who has had at one time some experience in the jewelry line. However, failing that, the employer states he'll accept a bright lad with retail sales experience. At first, he'll be paid $25 a week, plus, of course, the government allowance, and will work a 44-hour week. As he becomes competent and of value to the employer, his salary will be increased. No marital status is set by the employer, but he does prefer a young man at least 23 years of age. I'll run over those highlights once again. A veteran for on-the-job training with a jewelry store in Medford to be trained in all phases of jewelry, retail sales, and store operation. Salary, $25 a week, plus on-the-job training allowance. A local resident, that is one who lives in Medford, will be given preference. Apply at 9 Beacon Street and mention the job center of the year. At the job center, we've mentioned on many occasions War Department jobs. There are still many of these jobs which appeal to veterans who like to go adventuring again. I'll mention some of them right now, for Mr. Van Lone, representing the War Department, will be at the office tomorrow, and he'll be there Tuesday night, and naturally would like as many recruits as possible. In fact, he's going to be there only this week on Tuesday night. The first position is a rather interesting one, and while veterans with the necessary qualifications will be given every consideration, it's not a job for which their military service would qualify them. Not to hold you in any suspense any longer, well, that position is that of a welfare worker in Japan, and it pays $5,657 a year. The duties of the worker will be to investigate social welfare conditions in an allotted area and report back to the military administrator in charge. Men only will be considered for this job due to the possible element of danger involved in its conduct. College graduates with at least 6 semester hours credit in social work and some experience with a welfare department or institution are demanded. Age limits are 21 and 50. There you are, men. It's an unusual job, but don't apply unless you have that actual experience, social welfare experience with a city or state department, and are a college graduate with some social welfare credits. The position is in Japan, and it pays $5,657 a year. Here are two jobs which Mr. Van Loon feels he'll have less difficulty in filling than the one I've just described. The first is that of a property and supply clerk on the island of Guam, and it pays $3,300 a year. Here are the qualifications. Any man applying must have been a supply sergeant with the Army Engineers so that he has a complete knowledge of Army engineering equipment. Civilians who may possibly have worked in an Army engineer warehouse would qualify for this job, too. That's a request for a property or supply clerk on the island of Guam at a salary of $3,300 a year. Actual experience with Army engineering materiel is demanded. Another job on the island of Guam is that of an inventory clerk. To qualify, a man must have been a corporal or a PFC with a quartermaster corps and have worked a minimum of 2 years on inventory. This job pays $3,000 a year. That's a job in the island of Guam for an ex-GI experienced in quartermaster inventory work to act as inventory clerk for the War Department. Salary, $3,000 a year. Another position, this time in Okinawa, might appeal to fellows who did switchboard supervising at any one of the large army camps. The job is that of a telephone supervisor who will be called upon to supervise a board operated by at least 3 men or women. This job pays $3,300 a year. I'll repeat. a telephone supervisor, men who are responsible for the work of at least three operators for work on the island of Okinawa. Salary, $3,300 to a qualified applicant, and to be qualified, a man must have worked in one of the army camps as a supervisor of a large, many-position board. Incidentally, there are openings for telephone operators, those with 1 year's experience on a switchboard, to work in Korea. Either men or women may apply, and these positions pay $2,442 a year. That's a call for telephone operators, men or women, to work in Korea on a code switchboard at a yearly salary of $2,442 a year. Apply at 9 Beacon Street and mention the Job Center of the Air. Now, before closing, I'd like to state that Mr. Van Loan is also interested in qualified typists and stenographers at salaries ranging from $2,700 to $3,300 a year for work in Korea, Japan, and Okinawa. All applicants will be given the federal test for typing and stenography before being referred. Details on all of these jobs may be had by writing to 9 Beacon Street in Boston or by visiting the office any day this week, 8:45 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. That just about rounds out our jobs given us today by the State Department, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts at 9 Beacon Street in downtown Boston. We have here two more jobs, in fact, four to six jobs, offered by the Toby Deutschman Corporation of Canton. The Toby Deutschman Corporation of Canton is moving to its new plant in Norwood and have openings for four to six technically trained young men to assist in production control of electronic equipment. These young men will become production engineers after suitable training. Applicants should ask for Mr. Robert Payne at the Norwood plant, 921 Providence Highway, which is on Route 1 in Norwood. We repeat, these jobs are not available at 9 Beacon Street, but rather are being offered by the Toby Deutschman Corporation, which is moving from Canton to its new plant in Norwood. They have openings for four to six technically trained young men to assist in production control of electronic equipment. These young men will become production engineers after suitable training. Applicants should ask for Mr. Robert Payne at the Norwood plant, 921 Providence Highway, which is on Route 1 in Norwood. And so ends the first section of Job Center of the Air for today. We move on now to our panel discussion, Predicting Success in Business. You'll be hearing from Dr. Bob McCarthy, Chief of the Psychometric Unit at the VA, Mr. Dan Kelleher, President of the Kelleher Trading Company, and a typical New England veteran, Dick McGee. Okay, Dan, how about carrying the ball?
Well, thank you, Art. Well, Dr. McCarthy, knowing you as well as I do, Bob, as Chief of the Psychometric Unit, what is psychometry?
Oh, Dan, psychometry is the science of mental measurement.
Well, now, do you mean like the old tests we used to take in school to measure our intelligence and scholastic achievement?
Yes and no. Testing has progressed considerably since you were in school. Dr. Thurston, one of our leading psychologists today, has said, whatever exists, exists in some amount. And if it exists, we can measure it.
Well, overlooking that crack about when I was in school, I presume that you mean there are now other qualities, Bob, such as personality, ambition, ability, etc., in the human that can be measured with scientific accuracy?
Oh, yes, indeed. In school, in industry, and today in the educational advisement and guidance and the vocational rehabilitation of veterans, we evaluate intelligence, scholastic aptitude, achievement, and aptitudes of mechanical, clerical, musical, and artistic jobs, as well as personality traits, manual dexterity, and other specific skills by scientifically objective tests.
I see. Now, Bob, do you use a standard battery of tests for all veterans referred to you?
Definitely no. Each veteran has an individual possessing an individual psychometric pattern, and each pattern best predicts probable success in an individual job.